Hey everybody, back for the third time. It's the Getting It Out podcast. Hopefully my voice holds up for the remainder of this episode. It's pretty far gone, or it was way too far gone to even bother to record yesterday. I mean, I could speak, but not very well. Today wasn't so much better after yelling over machines all day, but I think I can pull it off, so I'm going to make an attempt. Today, like every other episode, we are brought to you by StereoKiller.com. If you have any interest in underground music, or you want to promote your own band, or you want to read a record review, or you want to read some news, well, head on over to StereoKiller.com and check out the website. There's plenty of options, plenty of things to get involved in. There's message boards. There's currently a poll set up to vote for who you want to see at This Is Hardcore 2018, held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And you're going to make a bunch of bad suggestions like everybody's already doing. Or you can simply use it as an opportunity to promote your less than stellar band. Because you know what? If you are the one going there to vote for your band, you probably shouldn't be on there anyway. But hey, it's a chance to self-promote, so go for it. Getting It Out podcast is also brought to you by, for the first time, Help You Tech. What is Help You Tech? Well, I think it'd be a good time for me to tell you. Help You Tech is a personal IT and consulting company. Their goal is basically to match you with the technology that will improve and simplify your life. The majority of options available out there can be confusing, and that can make you, or in my case, it makes me go for the cheapest option, or more commonly, I might spend more than I need. There's a sweet spot, you know, when you're buying phones, computers, televisions, whatever, but it requires some research to understand what is available and what is your best option. At Help You Tech, they live for that research. Let them shop for you. They will provide you with different buying options and the pros and cons for each for free. I've used Help You Tech in the past. Actually, a good example I have for this is about a year ago when I bought a Samsung S8, and I'm in the AT&T store, and they say, we can give you this wireless charger, and we can give you the this case, and I forget what the other thing they were pushing on me was. And I say, okay, well, what is that? Was that total up to? And it was like an additional $90 or something. So, of course, I said, hell no, I'm not doing that. I went home, got a hold of Help You Tech, said, I would like a wireless charging pad, and I do need a case for my phone. So, in about 15 minutes, they presented me with links to exactly what I needed and the case and the charger that I both am still using today. Cost me, I believe, $25 in total. So that's an example of how you can use Help You Tech to actually, A, save you money, and two, avoid that terrible buyer's remorse that I usually feel anytime I buy something expensive. All right, that's it for the sponsors. Let's get into this podcast. I got to say something like, it's Getting It Out, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We're going to do the Getting It Out. It's the Getting It Out show. I get it. What did I say last? I said last time, like, let's get it out, like I'm Big John McCarthy. Whatever, here's the goddamn music. That's my breaking noise news. Wait, breaking news noise. Either way, you knew what I meant. I'm not going to say it again. The big news. The Philadelphia Eagles are the Super Bowl champions of the world. Which is always funny because, you know, it's really of the country. But you can't really make an argument that there's a better team somewhere else in the world. So let's stop worrying about that, all right? I know I'm the one who brought it up, but I'm sure somebody has brought that argument up before. So until Canada wants to present a team, then it's over. We're the champions of the world. And I just did the thing that people don't like, that people like me do, where we say we when we're talking about a Super Bowl, a Super Bowl winning team. i.e. the Philadelphia Eagles, where I called them we like I'm involved. But hey, you know what? For as long as I can remember, I've watched and suffered. So I feel like I won. And I will hear zero arguments that suggest otherwise. So there. But the whole thing really did play out perfectly for me. I was able to watch in Philadelphia, I guess you'd call it Center City. I don't know exactly how you lay out the neighborhoods in Philadelphia, but I was at a bar called, I think it was just called Irish Pub on 12th and Walnut with some of my friends. And a great group of friends to watch with, too. Not necessarily guys I've always been close with, but guys I've known for quite a while that are all big Eagles fans. And it was basically me and four other guys and one of their two brothers. And the place was great. It was packed, but they had sold wristbands to limit the capacity. So there was about 125 people, I think, in there. And, you know, it was shoulder to shoulder and standing room only, but it was worth it, and it was fun. And as soon as I got there, my buddy Jay is telling me that they are going to win, that they will win today, and he's so damn confident, and that's so hard to be confident of the Eagles because they've been – it really has been a lifetime of disappointment. So – but he was right. I mean – That play that they're calling the Philly special, and that right before halftime, that was something. That was special, and it was Philly. How about that? But it was great. It was great. It was so much fun. I was texting my brother throughout it, and of course, as always, Mr. Negativity. It's over. They're not gonna do it. I asked him because he had a better view. The one catch, the Corey Clement. And I said, was that a touchdown? He said, nope. I said, are you sure? He says, definitely not. And then come back, says, it's a catch. So, man, it was a lot of fun. But it was, you know, they gave him the ball back with, 2 minutes and 21 seconds. And with Tom Brady, you just gave the game away. You know, that's usually how it happens. You just gave the game away, and somehow they pulled it out. They got the first defensive play of the game. Which was a strip sack. And then they ran down and they kicked another field goal. And you think, well, shit, there's still only an 8-point lead. And I know for people who don't care about sports, well, you didn't watch and you don't care that I'm telling you about it. And for those that did watch, you already know what the hell happened. But anyway, it ends in a Hail Mary and it's not completed. The Eagles win. My buddy Jay and I promptly run straight out to Broad Street, which if you saw any of the news, that's where the thousands and thousands of people congregated right there in Philadelphia. And it was great. It was an insane atmosphere. And there's people climbing light poles. There's people on top of awnings. And for some reason, they had trash trucks out in the middle of the street, people climbing up on those trash trucks. It was basically like, they should have just set up a jungle gym. So everybody could hang out on that. Instead, there was what I'll call light property damage. There was nothing too bad. All the stuff that you saw on the news that made it look incredibly chaotic, I mean, it was there. I didn't see any of it, though. That was not at all the focal point. I didn't see a single fire. I didn't see a single fight. I saw there was something about maybe they made 3 arrests. I watched a couple cops, you know, stop some people from climbing poles, but it was really just get down, and that was it. But it was people everywhere, man. There was one point we were trying to turn this corner where we had to go back. We couldn't get through there. Me, a 200-pound, 6-foot man, could not get through this crowd. It was so tight, and there was all these. I remember there was this little angry Asian lady that was like whacking people, just hysterical that she needed to get around this corner more than anybody else needed to get around that corner. And that was just, it was funny. It was very funny. You know, credit to the people who stayed out there for hours and hours and hours. Cause I don't know. I mean, once I was there and once, you know, you've got to experience the environment, and, you know, do the chants, sing the song a couple times, of course. What more do you do? But there was people there steady all night long until I went home at 1 o'clock in the morning. But at some point in all the chaos, you know, I managed to meet up with a friend of mine who, for some reason, well, he was in town visiting his girlfriend, which I had no idea he would be. I hadn't seen him for years, but he's from Vegas. And we met up and we were hanging out there talking. And he's not even an Eagles fan, but he was enjoying the atmosphere. And we're standing there with his girlfriend, who's this little Asian girl. And there's a flock of her little Asian girlfriends. And we're just, you know, watching. There's people blowing coke right in the middle of the street. Yeah, and at first I'm trying to, hey, I got you. I'll protect you while you take a bump off your key. And then this guy and I just kind of looked at each other and said, you know what, just go ahead. I don't think you're going to get in trouble for that right now. There's this other girl running around saying, I have black molly. I don't know what black molly is. I've never done any. See, I'm not a drug guy. I've never been a drug guy. The only drug I've ever done is smoke weed, and I haven't done that for years. A drink. I think drinking's fine. But hell, do your drugs. I don't care. The fact that I lived in Baltimore for nearly 10 years and didn't sniff a granule of cocaine is a feat in its own. And if anybody's ever lived there, you might understand that. But speaking of Baltimore, this isn't the first time I've been in a city when a Super Bowl has been won. I was in Baltimore when they won their last one, but I was up in the place called the Auto Bar watching that game. And when it was obvious that the Ravens were going to win, I, in my opinion, smartly jumped in my car and drove home because A, I don't like the Ravens, and B, I didn't want to get caught anywhere other than at my home during a mini riot in Baltimore. And I didn't really see how that went. I don't know. I don't remember either because I just didn't care. But this was really cool, and I'm very happy that I got to experience it in person at what I'll call ground zero. But like I said, I did a good deal of drinking. Not to, you know, I didn't have any of those regrettable wake ups where I'm looking at my phone going, ah, shit, did I say that to so-and-so? No, I didn't do any of that, so it wasn't that bad. I actually stopped drinking somewhere around the fourth quarter because I didn't want to leave a tab open, and I just wanted to be able to actually enjoy it and not have a total blackout of the evening. But I did two shots that evening, and they both had interesting stories with them, which you're going to hear and be like, that's not interesting at all. But for me, interesting. So the first one was, a guy bought a round of tequila, and I don't like tequila. Never have. But you know what? It turns out I do like tequila. So that's one thing I learned. I like tequila now. But I don't know if I like tequila enough to drink it when the Eagles aren't winning a Super Bowl. So I'll come back to that maybe next time. But the other thing was, the other time I had a shot at least, was there. Nothing was open. I mean, everything was open, but you couldn't go into anything. I assume if you were inside, you kind of got stuck inside. And if you left, you were on your own. But there was one place letting people in, and it was this gay bar. So myself and my friend Matt and this flock of Asian women decide to go into this gay bar. So we go in, and there's this little dancing area downstairs where they were almost right away go, eh, we're closing. You got to go upstairs to the club. So we go upstairs to the club. Either before we went up or shortly after we got there, we walk to the bar, and he buys two shots of Jameson, which, of course, I'm familiar with Jameson plenty of times. And he gets these shots. I take my shot. And then you ever take a shot of anything and then almost immediately, you know, this isn't going to go well, where it kind of gets hung up in your mouth for just a little too long and you can't quite muscle that hard swallow that you need to get it down. So he does his fast and I have all that going on. He turns around and walks away. I spit the whole damn thing straight back into the shot glass and sit it back on the bar and walk away. So maybe somebody got a free regurgitated shot of Jameson on me. You're welcome. But after that, we just went upstairs and we actually end up sitting on this little stage platform, I guess you'll call it, with a stripper pole behind us. And my buddy Matt and I just sat there and talked. Like I said, we hadn't seen each other for years. So it was nice to catch up in a strange atmosphere on a fun night in a city I'm becoming to like more, but I'm still not crazy about Philadelphia. Love the Sixers, love the Eagles, not so much the city. Don't hate it, though. I used to hate it. Don't hate it at all, though. But at some point, so this guy walks up then and requests that we move so he can get on the pole, which, of course, be my guest. But that was kind of a great time to go, all right, man, well, since we lost our seats, I'm going to head home. And so I attempt to head home. But the problem is there's really no way to get home at this point. I'm about, and according to Google Maps, 46 minutes walking away from where I need to get, and I have 3% battery. So I go down to the subway, which I guess had just stopped running because people kept piling down, wondering if there's going to be one last train, and I didn't have the patience for that. So I went back up on the street, and I walked my ass the whole way back down to South Philadelphia. And I saw a lot walking back. And it was just more remnants of the mob. But everywhere I went was still that familiar fuck Tom Brady chant. And if you know me or have ever heard me talk about the Patriots and Tom Brady, I think they're great. I love them. I love the fact that they get away with everything and they cheat and whatever. Or maybe they don't. But my point is I like them. But I thought now then was probably not a good time to try to convince the mobs that Tom Brady's probably the greatest quarterback of all time. So I probably saved myself an ass whooping by keeping my mouth shut and just walking straight down the street till I got home. And man, it was a cold, long walk. But after all the adrenaline from the Super Bowl win and just the party atmosphere, I couldn't have had it go a better way. It was a great night. Now I'm almost 20 minutes in. And people who don't give a shit about sports are probably annoyed. This is all I talked about, sports. Hey, you know what? I like sports. I like football. I like basketball. I like boxing. I like fighting. I like jock things. Always have, always will. I also like skateboarding, punk rock, and hardcore, and heavy metal, and all sorts of shit. And you know what? I keep my mouth shut when you bozos jerk off to a new Star Wars trailer. Oh, the Force is back. Can't wait. You know, Stranger Things, here it comes. I'm so excited. I don't worry about that. I don't complain to you that you like shit. So don't complain about the shit I like. Or you can be like the people that pretend to like something just because it's cool to do. Like, we're in this bar, right? And I said it was, you know, limited capacity. So, you know, you think if you paid $10 to get into the place, you have a vested interest in it. And I, at one point early in the game, the Patriots throw the ball from like the 25-yard line to the 15-yard line. And there's this little girl beside me and she goes, and I mean little girl, I mean short girl beside me. And I hear her go, ah, now they're in field goal range. Which they have been for 20 to 30 yards, depending on your kicker. But, you know, I didn't turn around and go, excuse me. I just ignored and kept watching and enjoying the game. Because, hey, if you have to pretend to know what you're talking about or to be interested to enjoy something, I don't mind. Go ahead. Have fun. So anyway, what else is going on? Oh, on that last podcast, I asked that question, would you prefer ear spiders or an ear hair for the rest of your life? And an overwhelming amount of you decided you'd rather have the ear hair, which is disgusting. I think maybe one of you said ear spiders, which was the smart choice, because it goes away. But going forward, I set up an email account now, so gettingitoutpodcast@gmail.com is how you can get a hold of me. Send any questions, comments that way. I don't expect much, but hey, if you're feeling froggy, what do they say? Jump, leap, email? Email. If you're feeling froggy, send an email, like normal frogs. I also started a Instagram page, which is kind of a pain in the ass because it's getting underscore it underscore out underscore podcast. I haven't really done anything with that yet, but it is there. You can search and find it. I guess I'll have to do a Facebook page too, because, I mean, you have to do all this shit, right? Maybe. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Like I said in every episode so far, figuring this out, I am aware that there is some kind of reverb issue. Still working on that. Maybe I'll have it figured out next time. Maybe not. I've also been encouraged by the amount of people that have reached out to me personally and said, A, that they like it, and B, would like to be a guest on it sometime. I still have yet to figure out how to incorporate other people. And I know all it really takes is an evening of me sitting down and reading some shit and figuring out how to do it properly. And I will. But I've been a little busy lately. You see, there's games I have to watch. Like right now, I mean, as I'm talking to you right now on the tablet beside me, I have the Wizards-Sixers game on, which as normal, the Sixers are blowing a lead. But then there's been, I have this, you know, this thing called a daughter. Takes up like 3 days a week of time for me, and she's fun though. She's fun. She's awesome. She's better than all of you. I guarantee you that. All the time I'm posting pictures and videos on my personal accounts, and I always say it, I feel kind of bad when I do that, because if you have a child in your life, whether it's a, you know, niece, nephew, son, daughter, I feel like maybe you might love your kid less when you see mine, because mine's so much better than yours. But that's a risk I'm willing to take. Anyway, that should be enough for this week. I just wanted to get something out post-Super Bowl. Again, I'm aware, very sports-heavy, light on the funny. Sorry, I'm not sorry. Again, Instagram, getting underscore it underscore out underscore podcast. There's nothing there. But you can email me at gettingitoutpodcast@gmail.com with whatever the hell you want to say. I don't care. You can tell me I'm an asshole. Go for it. Let's do it. Look forward to reading it. Anyway, that's all. My voice is about gone, and I think it's time to wrap it up. Bye-bye.